lady doesn't leave her escort. It isn't fair, and it's not nice. A lady doesn't wander all over the room and blow on some other guy's dice. So let's keep the party polite. Never get out of my sight. Stick with me, baby, I'm the guy that you came in with. Luck be a lady. Luck be a lady.
The chairman of the board, Frank Sinatra, on your radio, friend. Well, the luck would not be with the lady who would like to be the first lady of the United States of America on her speech on Monday night to the nation, to the world, to the Republican National Convention in Cleveland. Greetings, you beautiful humans. This is your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host, Glenn Klein. It is 20 minutes after 9 o'clock on your hump day morning. Big program for you on this particular July 20th. Later on this hour, after the great Tom Carco's news, we will have the lady known as Samantha Kirkman. She is your state representative from the mighty 61st District. We will talk to Representative Kirkman about the Republican National Convention and what is going on in her campaign to win re-election and all the things that she's been involved in this summer. And then in the 10 o'clock hour, we will have coach, speaker, and author Rick Jones of the book Analog Advice in a Digital World, a Baby Boomer's Words of Wisdom for the Millennial Generation. That's coming up at about 10:40 later on this morning. Well, I think that Melania and the Trump campaign could have used some baby boomers' words of wisdom. Yesterday, I unleashed a firestorm because I suggested that Melania Trump's plagiarism of Michelle Obama's 2008 speech in Denver, when she was introducing herself and the then senator from the great state of Illinois, Barack Obama, to the nation and the world, that really should disqualify the Donald from consideration by any thinking person for president. Now, I'll get to Hillary next week. Don't worry about it. Governor Chris Christie from the great state of New Jersey did quite a good job last night in Cleveland. But right now, we're talking about the Republicans and Donald J. Trump. First of all, boy, our boy Paul Ryan, he had a rough night last night. Hit the gavel with the wrong end. When he announced that the Donald had become officially the Republican nominee for President of the United States of America, he called him Donald Day Trump. Perhaps Speaker Ryan was hoping that Daniel Day-Lewis would actually be the Republican nominee. But I should give everybody lessons on how to pronounce the Republican nominee for president. His name is Donald J. Trump. People were very upset with me when I said that Trump should be disqualified. And it's not because Melania lifted. That's not why. It's because they let it go. They didn't vet the speech. This is malpractice. This is amateur hour. The dysfunction in this campaign is really remarkable. And how in the world could it be possibly true that this guy could end up having the nuclear button at his fingertips? If you throw your wife under the bus the way they have now, how is he going to have the back of the American people? How is he going to be able to be the leader of the free world and the most powerful man on the planet? Now, yesterday on the program, I said that I thought that Melania had done this herself. And I didn't say why specifically. I'm going to go into a little bit of a detail with it right now. Now, the reason that I did was because I saw the interview after the controversy started getting ginned up. I saw the interview that the Trumps did with Matt Lauer on the Trump airplane, on Air Trump One, prior to Melania speaking. And Matt Lauer's on the plane. You got the Donald there. You got Melania there. And here is what he posed to the would-be first couple.
Your wife is going to get to speak to the delegates
right about
you. Has she gone over the speech with you? Did you practice it on the plane?
I read once over it, and that's all, because I wrote it and with a little help as possible. So,
are you nervous? It would be okay to be nervous.
I'm excited.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's an exciting night.
What do you want to tell the delegates?
Okay, so here's what happened. You guys can look at the clip. When she was asked by Matt Lauer if she had gone over this speech, she said she did it once. And she looked at him right in the eye when she said it. And she said that she had written it. And then her eyes shifted slightly to her left, to Matt Lauer's right. Because of my past career as a camp director, I learned from that experience how to read people's body language and eye contact when telling you something. Because one of the things that you have to do when you are responsible for hundreds of children's lives and that you're working with young people, especially young people, but it's true at every stage of life, is figure out who's telling you the truth and who is not. They have done lots of studies about this. When Melania Trump said to Matt Lauer that she had written the speech herself, her eyes shifted to his right, her left. That's lying. When somebody is telling you a story and it's not a lie, they're trying to think of a way to explain away their situation, their eyes shift to their right, your left. And her eyes shifted. You can watch the clip. So I was watching this clip yesterday as the accusations of plagiarism came out. Now, you know that Donald J. Trump would never allow an attack like this on him to go unanswered. He has said nothing about it. Can you imagine the friction up there in Trump Tower right now? He had hired some of the top speechwriters that had worked for the Bushes, and they had prepared a speech for Melania, who apparently put it aside and got a friend of hers, a ballerina, who apparently was an English major, to come and help her with the speech. Can you imagine the two of them sitting around in their jammies up there in Trump Tower? Okay, fine. Listen, I stink at most things. And I have, basically, my whole career here is just stolen from other people. There's nothing original. I close every broadcast with "Shalom, everybody." And I give homage to specifically Harry Carey, who used to end his broadcasts with a "so long, everybody." It's a tongue-in-cheek, and a lot of broadcasters, sportscasters, finish their broadcast with that. There's nothing new under the sun. But you give credit. And, of course, the Republican apologists have pointed out that Barack Obama was accused and did own up to plagiarizing Joe Biden, John Kerry. This is, again, nothing new. But the fact of the matter is that Trump and his people, who was responsible for vetting this speech? If you send your wife out at the most important moment of her public career and not have vetted that speech, you are disqualified. That alone, with all the knucklehead things that this guy has said and done and emoted, and his body language, oh my God. If you are so incompetent to send out your beautiful wife, and she did a great job. I thought it was compelling. I didn't have any idea that that speech was lifted from Michelle Obama's in 2008. She was impressive. Now, the whole convention has been a cluster you-know-what. She should have been the last one to speak last night. Donald Trump Jr. did a great job, or two nights ago. Donald J. Trump Jr. did a good job last night. Chris Christie should have been the last one to speak last night. That convention hall is void of enthusiasm. The most enthusiastic thing that you have seen since the start of the convention is the assembled GOPers calling for Hillary Clinton to be locked up. This is really a mess. And Melania's body language and her eye contact said all you needed to know. Check it out. This is your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host, Glenn Klein. Check out the great Tom Carco and the WRJN News coming next.
The death of a loved one, friend, or colleague can be a most difficult time for those left behind.